My name is Ryan Hawthorne, and I am a postulant in the Diocese of Texas. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. When things return to normal, this has been our collective meditation and prayer since March. We yearn for a return to life before COVID-19 stripped us of life as we knew it. When loved ones were not potential threats to health and life, when we could forget life is fragile, when death was individual and impersonal, instead of on a mass global scale. We want to go back to a time before a pandemic highlighted and exacerbated the deep divisions and inequities among us. Yet, Advent and Micah remind us that as people of God, we do not live for a return to anything. Rather, we are called to look for and proclaim the days to come. The days when God's justice will have the final word, and we will melt the weapons we've used to strike, protect, silence, and kill one another into tools for turning the earth over to plant new life. And a new world will take shape. At such an uncertain and grief-filled time, when our bodies are under attack by an unseen invader, and our communities are at war with one another, Micah's prophecy of the days to come seems laughable and a little cruel. Yet Advent invites us to remember that even as the world physically dies around us, new life and new light is coming. Indeed, has come. Let us pray. Holy God, grant us courage to live for the days to come, even in the midst of uncertainty and darkness. Amen.